The crisis in Mali took another turn with a military coup in March last year. That happened as the country was grappling with armed rebels who took control of the northern part of Mali. At the request of the Malian government, French forces intervened in January this year and helped to push the rebels out of the areas they had controlled. Mali's foreign minister, Tiemane Coulibaly, says small cells of armed terrorists and rebels continue to represent a serious threat to stability and the territorial integrity of Mali, as well as to peace and security in the region.
This is why the government of Mali welcomes the commitment of the international community to take active measures to deter and to prevent the return of armed groups. As is required by Resolution 2100, the armed rebel groups must not only lay down their arms, but also must immediately cease hostilities and recognize without conditions the unity and territorial integrity of the Republic of Mali.
The 11,000-strong United Nations Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in Mali, MINUSMA, will take over from African troops already deployed in Mali. Ambassador Gérard Aro of France says MINUSMA is a stabilization force in a traditional manner.
The peacekeeping operation is not going to conduct any anti-terrorist activity. Is stabilization of the north of Mali. It's very simple. Why do we need a stabilization force? It's because we need to rebuild a Malian army. And as soon as the Malian army is able to ensure the sovereignty of the Malian state, there won't be any need of a peacekeeping operation.
The head of United Nations peacekeeping operations, Hervé Latsous, makes a similar point.
This is not an enforcement mission, this is not an anti-terrorist operation, but it is clear at the same time that in an environment which will certainly see asymmetric attacks, a stabilization mission again will have to defend itself and its mandate depending on circumstances. And the French armed forces will maintain some people on the ground with the specific mission of coming to help out in severe, in difficult circumstances, and we are going to establish the appropriate mechanism between the UN and France to see how it can best work.
According to Mr. Latsous, preparations are now underway to put together the force, which is expected to be formally deployed on the 1st of July, depending on the security conditions.
We will have meetings with troop contributing countries over the next few days and see who is volunteer. We heard bits and pieces. Some countries have already come to me or to us to say that they would be willing to participate, and we have now to consolidate all this and look at all the practicalities.
The head of UN peacekeeping operations says that 6,200 troops from the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, are already on the ground, and the bulk of them will serve in MINUSMA. The mission will deploy for an initial period of 12 months. Derek Mbata, United Nations.